Hey guys, Butters from South Park here. Just want to make sure you have your parents' permission to be listening to this. You know, sometimes we talk about some pretty racy things, like boobies. Well, I guess I'd better get going now. Enjoy the show.
Please state your name.
Cyclone Fanatic.
Please state your purpose.
Cyclone Fanatic.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Fawcast, powered by Iowa's most recommended realtor, Mark Charter. Read reviews, choose your own commission plan, and learn more about Mark at markcharter.com.
Now, hear this.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams, Mark Charter.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more Adam Gray.
And Adam Gray.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to this week's podcast here at Cyclone Fanatic. Of course, we're brought to you by Iowa's most recommended realtor, Mark Charter, markcharter.com, Iowa Real Estate on Twitter. What's up, Mark?
Nothing. Bought you your present today.
You did. God bless you.
I wish we could. You got to take a picture of that and post it because it's kind of cool.
I'll do that and put it up on Twitter here when we get done recording.
It's a blueprint of Seinfeld and Kramer's apartments because everybody knows you're a huge Seinfeld fan. And I got six of these things, not of that one, five or six different floor plans. And I said, you know what? Mark doesn't need six.
God bless you.
Mark only needs five. So he gave one to his good buddy, Chris Williams.
I'm going to take it into where's the best framing place here in town? Michael's?
No, I wouldn't say that's the best. There's one called Deck the Walls.
Deck the Walls?
Is that in Merle Hay Mall? It's in one of the malls.
I'm looking for Ankeny. It's easier for me. Take me down to Merle Hay, I'll get shot.
Michael's, maybe. Wow. I don't know. Are there any other... Ankeny, I don't know. I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I've never framed anything in Ankeny. I've only framed things in Ames before.
Ankeny, or Michael's is usually where I go. Adam Gray, what's up?
How you guys doing today?
I'm fine.
Good.
Well, you look all preppy today.
You got your
boat shoes on.
Yep.
Your shorts.
I am wearing shorts. I like
to
wear pants.
The sleeves are rolled up. He looks a little preppy. I'm usually the preppy one. He's all prepped up.
You look fairly grizzled today.
Grizzled?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah. You're bearded up.
The V-neck is not as deep as I would have expected from you. I thought you would have gone a little deeper.
No, I don't appreciate a deep V.
No?
You know, I love V-necks for sure, but not the my nipples are right on down here.
Yeah.
That doesn't do it for me at all.
Does it do it for Katie, though?
No.
Okay.
No, especially in the key to a V-neck is I'm a man who can grow chest hair.
Yeah.
You have to have that trimmed back significantly to pull off a V-neck for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you don't like the chest hair popping out of the V-neck?
Absolutely.
Because some guys thrive off of that.
I am not one of those guys. Those would be those guys that like bears.
Do you have chest hair, Adam?
Yeah.
I've never seen you naked.
Let's hope to keep it that way, buddy.
Yet.
Yeah.
Do you have chest hair?
I have
Answer
some.
The damn question.
Yeah, I do trim it as well, though.
Oh, you trim it?
Yeah. I'm not a hairy animal like Charter, but I do have some.
Do you trim your chest hair?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's am I like the only guy who just lets it go all natural?
You must be. Manscaping's big these days.
I don't do it a lot.
You guys want to see?
But every now and then when it really starts going over
that's
a
what
shirt.
I see.
It's time to trim it up a little bit.
It reminds me of that episode of Seinfeld where Jerry becomes like addicted to shaving his chest, you know, and Kramer's trying to tell him that it's not a myth that if you shave your chest, it comes in fuller.
Thicker and fuller and itchier.
Yeah. And he pops it out. He's like, look at this. Look at this.
One of the worst experiences I've ever had back in college, I decided, you know, and there's no need for chest hair. Why do we even have it? And I decided to try Nair. Have you ever tried Nair before?
Yeah.
No, but I've heard things.
So basically Nair is a toxic substance. I'm not sure what it consists of, but you basically put it on your body and then it literally just eats the hair away. So think about this. You're putting on this cream and then you basically take a towel and you just wipe the cream off and with it comes all the hair.
That can't be healthy, can it?
No. And I did this thing and it hurt so bad and my chest got super rashy and I'm like, what did I just put on? It's like toxic waste. So no, I don't Nair. I use a little beard trimmer. Just trim it up nice and short.
One time when
I
went.
Do your back too?
You know what? So here's the deal. So I did six sessions last year at a cost of like $1,800 total for basically laser hair removal. OK, Okay.
Shut up.
Yeah, on the back.
Wow.
Because
Carter,
there's no need for hair on the back.
Let's go back and edit this out. We don't need people knowing that he did this.
Yeah, there's no need for hair on the back. So anyway, here's the point, though. Out of six sessions, they say sometimes it works for people. Sometimes you need more.
You could buy
I need more.
You could buy a fishing boat with that.
A fishing boat for $1,800?
Yeah, I mean, it would be a nice
You
one.
Mean a canoe? Is that what you're talking about?
You get a fishing boat for $1,800.
Dude,
are you happy with the purchase?
No, because I need to go back and do more.
How much will that cost?
Is there warranty work because they didn't get it all?
No, they don't promise it, but probably at least another three sessions to do it. It doesn't hurt. It feels like rubber band snaps a little bit.
Huh.
So it doesn't hurt, but no, you tell me the reason for back hair. Okay, so somewhere along the way, we were cavemen, right? We were covered in hair.
If you believe in that sort of thing.
Okay, and we needed...
I'm just, you know, keeping an open mind here.
So what you're telling me is you don't...
I believe in
you
that,
believe in Sasquatch, but you don't believe in...
No, I'm cavemen. Down with it. I'm trying to be fair to all of our listeners.
Back then, though, we didn't have homes. We were nomadic. We traveled around. We were outside in the elements all the time, so that extra hair was good. Cold weather, it kept us warm.
Yeah.
Well, we have houses now.
We do have
and
houses.
And coats and jackets and things like
we
that.
We have heaters.
So what possible purpose does back hair serve, other than to gross out your wife and other chicks around you?
Well, what about front hair then? Why, on your chest?
That signifies a little bit of manliness, you know, because there's a fine line between that dude can grow hair and he can't grow any hair
What
at
about
all.
Hair down there?
That should be manscaped as well. Yeah. I think the bald look is a little bit overrated, if you ask me. On a dude.
Wow.
We went there early in this podcast. It didn't take much time for us to...
Here we're having this great charity event coming up tomorrow.
We're talking about manscaping.
Make sure the warning's on this one before.
We like to talk about boobies.
We haven't really talked about those yet. We're just tipping the iceberg on what we're going to talk about today. So
Today I want to talk about how everybody appears to hate Smoke on the Water.
Yes.
Song. We need to promote tomorrow night, the big Fawcast event. We're getting ready here in like 2 hours. We're going to see the Fawcast t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Good job out of Clint to get them turned around on a short.
Campus Town Gear.
Bad job out of Mark for taking forever to get it to him.
Is Clint upset with you?
I don't think so.
He's the nicest man in the world.
As long as the check clears that I'm leaving him today, he'll be fine with me. Right?
I think so.
So just as an FYI, for anyone that's not going to be at this event tomorrow night, if you like the Fawcast and you like really comfortable t-shirts, I made it clear to Clint. I haven't seen him yet, so I'm hoping.
Yeah.
You know, I sent him a shirt that I own, American Apparel, which is the typical t-shirt. But the problem is when you get t-shirts like giveaways and things like that, frankly, they're crappy. They're not very comfortable. It's like a stiff feel.
It's like the rough cotton.
Yeah.
It's like when you look at all the pictures of you as a 5 to 10-year-old, you're wearing those shirts. They're boxy and
so the Fawcast shirts are very simple. They're a darker gray, but we sprung for the good stuff. Okay, so these should be comfortable t-shirts. They just say hashtag Fawcast on the front. Very simple.
Yeah,
very simple. No advertising on them whatsoever. We said let's keep this simple. So Mark decided to keep his name off of these, which is okay.
Now there's no way Iowa State can come and sue us for these.
No way Iowa State can come and sue us. But if you listen and we'll definitely post pictures of these. If you want one, you can buy one. And we're going to donate the proceeds to the charity, Ponce City International. So
good deal.
Not only do you get a cool shirt, you get to help a kid walk at the same time.
We've already, before the event, raised, right before we recorded this, I checked, it was $995.
Boom.
Online. So we're almost to 1,000. And I haven't made my online donation yet.
I have not either.
So we're over 1,000.
We're going to raise some dough.
Yeah, we are. So let's talk a little bit about the, I guess, silent auction items that we have.
Yes.
I mean, you were able to get some good stuff.
I have secured, I'm not exactly sure what we're getting from the men's program, but I know there's an autographed basketball with the whole Iowa State basketball team.
Nice.
That is being donated. And the new head coach, Steve Prohm.
Even the Greek? Is he on there?
No, he's not on there.
Okay, but he might not be on the team either.
I would say he's probably not going to be on the team.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
But who knows?
Yeah.
Bill Finley and his program, they donated the basketball. Coach signed a hat and a couple of t-shirts as well. Adam, you were able to secure golf passes to Talents of Tuscany. Is this correct?
This is correct. Private course. Denny Allball's private course. So most people around here have not been able to play it. So this
most
is a chance.
Can't play
can't
it.
Can't play it. Yeah. So this is your opportunity to.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Mark might be bidding on that one tomorrow. So
good luck, people.
Driving it up.
Because I just.
This is a man who spent $1,800 on back hair removal.
Imagine what he would spend to pay play at Talents of Tuscany.
Just imagine. Yeah. It could get real. It could get real. My buddy Chris Richter at Fitness World here in Ankeny, the newest fitness center. He's going to be donating a couple of 3-month passes to the members or to the facility there, as well as a couple of personal training sessions.
Okay.
I think we'll have That's two nice. Of those, if I understand him correctly.
Do I have to wear spandex?
Nope. Don't have to wear spandex. So we'll be doing that. We're working on, we'll see, maybe Harvest for Golf Passes. Working on that. Not confirmed.
50-50 yet. Better than that?
50-50. Yeah, I'd say that's fair. But no confirmation on that. A couple of 4-packs for Iowa Cubs. My own seats. I think they're 5 rows behind the dugout. So good seats there. We'll be giving away a couple games.
I want to commentate on that. I love Iowa Cubs games.
They're fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I took Cammy the other night.
I saw your Facebook photos there.
Yeah, she's only 4 months old. She had a freaking time of her life.
Yeah.
She sat out there and was just looking around. Like, and it's like 9:30. She usually goes to bed at like, that's about when she usually goes to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She was sitting with, it was Heather Burnside from KXNO, and she's sitting on Heather's lap and just...
thought it was awesome.
Oh, my gosh, she had a good time. We had a blast.
Yeah.
It was really a dangerous move on my behalf to take her that night.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of... listen, I talked about this on the radio the other day. When you don't have breasts, and it's a breastfed baby... You're in no man's land.
It's difficult.
You can feed with the bottle, but you don't comfort with the bottle. There's a difference.
Yeah.
She wants the breast.
Yeah.
And luckily, I think if you keep them stimulated enough, they're happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to get Gray, too. I think, were you going to borrow my seats or take them? And then you said no. The reason you need them, if you ever go again, is because Seton got his first ball, game ball. There at the iCups because the seats are directly in front of basically where the first baseman comes into the dugout after the inning's over.
So
and he usually has
up.
The ball. So we were there and there's four ladies that sit next to us that have season tickets. And they're like all over every inning. They're all over the first baseman, like for my son. They're like, come on, he's a little kid. And after like 3 or 4 innings of this, they finally wore him down and they tossed one to him. So he was all excited and got a ball. So it's a pretty good spot to get a ball.
Yeah.
Actually. So the key is figure out what team they're playing before you go because this is the visitor's dugout and try to do something with a shirt or figure out who the first baseman is and do something with their number on it or know his name or whatever. So that way when he's coming in, you can be like, hey, Rick.
So just fraudulently act like you're a fan of the guy.
Well, dude, the coolest thing I saw that so when we were game 7, this is what you need to do. If you have a kid that wants to go get a ball, okay? Game 7 of the World Series, we went down there for BP, my dad and I. You were at the game too.
I was.
Were you not? So we're right behind the left field wall for batting practice, which is cool anyway, just to see homers fly in there. And it's packed with Royals fans, as you would expect. And there's one kid that's in Giants gear. Okay, and he's right at the wall. And he got no fewer than probably 4 balls thrown up to him from the field by Giants players because they look up there and they see one kid with the Giants gear on and he's waving at him and they come and toss him one. So you got a bunch. As soon as BP's over, he takes off his shirt and his hat and there's Royal stuff underneath. Oh. He puts on his Royals hat. It was just a gimmick to get balls. But it's brilliant. That's what you got to do because he stood out.
Do you feel morally... Heck okay, no. Doing that?
Oh, yeah. You got to do what you got to do, man. Survival of the fittest.
And then that kid's got like a douchebag dad that's going to go sell those balls on like Craigslist.
It was him and his mom. That was the weird thing. There was no dad around. It was him and mom. So I was
that
impressed.
Kid's going, he's going places.
I was impressed, dude. Yeah.
He's got to figure it out.
No, absolutely.
All right, so
We also got Nebraska Furniture Mart is donating 2 Iowa State rugs for your house.
Oh, those are awesome.
Those are sweet, yep. So you got
I've
those
always
coming.
Wanted one of those for my basement.
Now is the time.
Well, bid on it, buddy.
Oh, they're going to have an auction? They're going to be I'm going at those.
Yeah. Yeah, we're auctioning.
I'm going
those
at one
off.
Of those.
Yep.
Is it the basketball or the football ones?
I think it's just the one with the big I-State logo on it.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
Cool. Those are awesome.
Yeah. Sad yeah. about that.
Daddy's going to go after one of them.
Daddy like.
I was hoping we'd go through a podcast without you saying daddy.
So now we're 13 and a half minutes in.
The chances of going through a podcast without hearing daddy is about as good as the chances of watching Iowa State take the field to a song other than Smoke on the Water. Just admit, you're getting pumped right now.
I am. I see Paul Rhodes clapping his hands right now.
Yeah, I love it, man.
I see that the walk-ons jumping up and down behind him.
Just imagine all these 18, 19-year-old players, you know, from Miami, Florida, coming out to this stuff.
See, here's the thing, though, guys. Here's the thing. And I know no one agrees with me here, but you could be playing a Taylor Swift song, and the players would be just as pumped. They don't care what's playing as they're getting ready to run out on the field in front of 60,000 fans.
I disagree.
They don't care. They don't notice it.
Here's what we're going to do.
Did you see the post, though?
Melvin Edgem's coming on my show tonight.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be live at El Bait Shop with us. I'm going to ask him if he hates jock jams.
Oh, no. Nice.
I'm gonna ask him. I'll get his opinion.
Well, I think basketball's a little different.
Basketball's
different.
Ask him as an athlete. Does he think that a certain type of music plays a role? Does it pump him up? Does it not pump him up? I don't know if you guys saw on the forums, Second Fanatic, when we were talking about that subject this week, somebody posted like a really lengthy scientific reference, like article and pieces of an article talking about what music does to you. Music can have an effect and pump you up.
I absolutely believe that.
So,
but they're in a tunnel. The place is going crazy. It's loud. I mean, they're going to be pumped up. I don't think it really matters.
But
the
when
song.
Smoke on the Water is being played, the place isn't really going crazy.
It's impossible to go crazy to that song.
I know.
It's too slow. Like, you know, it takes forever.
I guess I'm just a weird dude, man, because I'm pumped. I'm good to go.
I think about, I think we were playing Toledo. We opened up against Toledo maybe 2 years ago. I don't recall, but it's not important. So I walked into the stadium, and they were playing the Linkin Park song where they talk about we're building it up to tear it back down, something like that. It's a really cool Linkin Park song.
Okay.
They were playing it during the warm-ups, and I'm like, that song is 20 times better than what they come out to.
Andrew Downs pointed this out to me, and Andrew loves like rap music. He likes rap and hip-hop like I do country. He knows a ton about it. And remember that Jake McDonough song?
Yeah.
That he like produced with that...
The rap song about Iowa State.
The people down in Kansas City or something, right?
Yeah, it's like a legitimate hip-hop artist recorded that with Jake McDonough. I mean, something like that, for God's sake. It's about Iowa State.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
And I hate to always bring it back to Baylor, but do you remember last year when they opened up their new stadium? What did they come out to? Freaking Eminem.
Yeah, I don't recall that, but I'll take it.
Yeah, it was amazing.
You're a Baylor disciple.
Because my Baylor boner just grew even more.
It can. That's not possible.
Oh, it is. I'm reading Art Briles' book for the second time right now. I'm going through and I'm quoting different ways that they look at the world and ways that Iowa State looks at the world. And I'm going to write a big column at the end of the summer.
Is your Baylor boner green and yellow?
Nope, it's just normal.
It's just peach?
Yep.
Just peach. Is that what it would be? How would you describe the color?
Dark complected. But
It's peach.
Unbelievable. I apologize, Fallcast listeners, for
this. Your face is getting redder as we speak.
Adam's over there just like blushing.
Yeah, and yet you come back every week.
I do.
And you
someone's got to keep you guys in line.
So the point is, we don't want to get on the smoke and the water conversation. We made our points last week. But there was a lot of reaction to that. In fact, the thread was still going hot as of like yesterday. And I don't believe I saw one person in favor of keeping that as the entrance song.
I did not either.
Other than Gray.
And the problem...
No, I don't care what they play is my point. They could play that song. They could play something else. It doesn't matter to me. I don't like that song. I don't dislike it. I don't care. I'm pumped. When the players come out and Paul's clapping his hands and the players are jumping around, I'm jumping with them. I'm ready to go.
Do you think, though, hypothetically speaking, if all of the players on the team, every single one of them was given an option between pick whatever song happens to be the number one rap song right now, which I have no idea what that would be, or that song, and they said, vote for the one that you want to come out on the field to.
It'd be the rap song.
Would anybody pick Smoke on the Water?
No, nobody would.
So, therefore, it has to be, it's because Coach Rhodes likes it. That's what he rides his motorcycle to, you know, whatever. And that's why they play it. And that's not the right reason to play a song.
No.
You know, who cares if he gets pumped up?
Just like last week, I'm going to give them the benefit of doubt and say that they change it this year with all the new changes to the stadium. They need a fresh start. Do everything different.
Everything.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, what?
Do you like the tornado siren before they start playing?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. The tornado siren's very unique to Iowa State.
That's fitting to the brand.
I agree.
Yeah. I have no problem with that.
That seemed like a no-brainer forever. Years before they started doing that, it seemed like, why aren't they doing that? They should be incorporating that siren.
Because it's awesome. It's really awesome in Hilton because it's just so – you really do have that. Like the atmosphere that Adam is trying to tell us that exists in Jack Trice. And Jack Trice is cool for what it is.
Depends on the night. If it's a night game. And
it's okay.
And basketball's
that's like genuinely what it is in Hilton.
Basketball's not nearly as bad as football when it comes to the soundtrack that they go with.
Dun, 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 dun.
I mean, it's not the best. But
not by me.
Yeah. The song they start with at Hilton when Hoiberg comes out or came out.
Stupid song.
I'm trying to think of the name of it.
I see your dirty
face. But at least people can clap along to that one fairly easily.
I've always wondered how they came up with that. Like, it's because Fred walks out the same time every night, and it's to that song. Like, I don't understand why they picked that song.
Fred's like, that's my jam. I love it. Somebody made a comment on the forums this week that was funny about Smoke on the Water, and they were talking about how the fans can't clap along. It's like you see fans clapping on the 1 and the 3 when they should be clapping to the 2 and the 4. Like, and I got what he meant, but I'm like, what? What does that mean? I'm not a musical major in college. That was not my thing.
I used to play the drums middle school.
So do you know what I'm talking about? Clapping on the 1 and the 3 instead of the 2 and the 4.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I quit, though.
They're offbeat.
I quit before high school. Didn't want to be a nerd.
Be a nerd.
What, you didn't want to?
I'm just kidding.
You failed miserably.
I actually love the band. There's nobody more of a proponent for the band than I am.
You love the Iowa State band?
Love it.
No, you don't.
Absolutely love it. Tron and I, every year when they come by, we give the band. I love the band. Think about how big of an atmosphere the band is. It's why I like college atmospheres more than pro. You don't get the band.
I will say this. I love a band before the game. When they walk around Jack Trice Stadium playing, I love that aspect of it. Halftime shows for me, just get it over with.
Oh, I love the band.
The band does nothing for me. It's not anything against the band, but it does entertain me.
It's your piss because Iowa State's losing. If Iowa State was winning, you would probably enjoy the band.
I'm not a guy. I don't go to the bathroom at halftime. I don't go get any food or drinks. I stay in my seat.
But you don't have to go pee.
No, it's amazing how I can hold it.
I've seen how much you drink before games.
I have this extra tank that I can put it in during football games, and I can hold it all throughout
a game. It's just a bag of urine that sits next to you. You buy a ticket for it.
I think that
the band's fine. I have no issues with the band.
Iowa State's band is awesome.
But I'm jealous. Yeah. I'm jealous of other people's bands, specifically, I believe, Ohio State's, because they are the band that gets on YouTube all the time because they do the crazy moving formations. Yeah. Have you guys seen those?
Yeah.
That is impressive. I never thought as a former football player I'd be impressed by a band, but those videos, if you haven't seen them, are insane.
They're good.
Yeah, and I have no idea. And I don't know how quickly they can, like, the logistics of doing it, you know, because it's easy to see it from aerial, you know, okay, this is what you do, and this, but they don't see it from that perspective.
Yeah.
So they just have to know they're moving in the right spot. How in the world do they program those things to know?
Dude, the bands are amazing.
Where everyone's going.
It's insane, some of the stuff these bands
do. So we're talking about two different things. Ohio State is new and fresh, and what they do is really cool and unique. Iowa State, you guys are sitting here saying how you hate Smoke on the Water and you hate Jock Jams because it's 20, 30 years old.
Correct.
Iowa State band at halftime, they're playing the same stuff they've been playing for 20, 30 years.
I don't like what
How hypocritical are you guys being?
I don't care about a halftime show. I don't like what they play.
Halftime show means nothing to me.
Yeah, no, I don't
like... You just said you like the band.
I do like the band.
Well, who's playing at halftime?
I don't care about halftime. He's not even during the game atmosphere.
He's not paying attention during halftime.
Yeah, I'm not. I never am sitting there. I'm off doing other things.
So I do not like their typical selections.
Yeah,
not a big fan of that. I like them out there. I like the effort that they're putting in because they're trying.
I like this band analysis from Charter.
They're trying. What I do not understand, what I do not care for at all, and maybe you guys can explain it to me, are the flag. Twirler bears. I have no idea what they're called.
Flag girls?
Yeah. What? I don't get it. It doesn't add anything to me.
They do it to the beat.
Kinda.
I don't get it.
Don't act like you know what it takes to be a flag twirler.
I mean, I don't want to be a dick about it, but are we giving scholarships to people that wave flags?
No, no.
These people aren't getting scholarships.
No. Does anybody in the band? They give musical scholarships.
No, I think some of the really good ones, I think they might. I don't know.
Fine, they'll give them like a grand or something, but it's not.
I say this, I'm actually really jealous of band people because I have no musical ability whatsoever, and when I see them being able to play like they are, I do get jealous. But They need to freshen it up at halftime a little bit. That's all I'm saying. Keep it fresh. If I'm going to sit there for 20 minutes and listen to you play, I don't want to hear a Michael Jackson song from the 1980s. I'm throwing that out there.
Yeah. I just showed Chris something. He's going to be distracted. So
I never was shown it.
We can't talk about it, but I can show you.
Okay.
You're going to ask questions about this later, but just we'll save those for later.
Yeah.
By the way.
So anyway, likes.
Remember I was telling you guys about something before? That's a link to what I was telling you about.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I dig.
Daddy still like?
I dig.
Yeah.
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 It's making
sense.
All right. So
making sense now.
One more plug tomorrow night, Benchwarmers, The Array. What time is the band playing?
8. They started 8. I'll probably do a break in between, maybe announce the winner of the silent auctions. Let you do a little talk, and okay. Then they'll play again from 9 to about 10.
Our friends at Jack Whitford's North Ankeny CrossFit,
yeah,
they're having their summer social tomorrow night, and they're all coming.
Sweet.
At like 9.
Awesome.
Nice.
So that'll be a nice little chunk of people, nice. Too. So maybe we could delay the voting or the bidding until after
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
And FYI, I don't think we mentioned this yet, but if you're coming out and don't want to buy a t-shirt, that's fine. You don't want to bid on anything, that's fine, because I think a portion of beer sales are going to this fund.
Yes.
Correct?
Beer, any sales.
So just come out and eat something or drink something or whatever. Say hi or not. If you don't want to say hi, that's fine too. Just come on out and eat and drink and have fun.
Yeah, and if you're unable to make it, you live Eastern Iowa. Well,
Western Iowa.
God help you if you live in Eastern Iowa. But and you're unable to make it, but you want to help out, go to the GoFundMe page. I know $30 sometimes sounds like a lot of money, but when you really think about it, $30 helps a kid walk. And
yeah,
I mean, something that's as simple and we take for granted every single day, these kids don't take for granted. $30 gives them the brace. They're able to walk. You can make a difference for $30. Go on there, donate. If you can't give 30, give 15. Help half a leg.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, help
let's
out.
Let's not mince words either. Walking's pretty cool.
It's
walking rules.
It's okay.
Then you can run.
If you can walk, that is a fantastic way to go about life. Is walking. And then you can sprint, run. You can run a 4:40.
You can dance.
Really,
Mia Hamm. Troy Aikman, Christy Yamaguchi, all had club feet.
If I had been born with a club foot and it was never corrected, my 4:40 would have never been possible.
I thought it was a 4:2.
No, never. Yeah. No, that's Gray ran with it and turned me into Dion over there somehow. I never said 4:2.
Prime time.
Never
you,
said.
You
it.
Know, Bo Jacks. No, it wasn't Bo. Herschel Walker said he used to run a 4:2, and today he can still run a 4:35. He's kind of Charter-esque.
Dude, did you see...
You are very Herschel Walker.
Have you seen Herschel Walker lately?
Yeah, he would
lately?
Kill me.
That guy is ripped,
I
dude,
love Herschel Walker.
50.
One of my all-time favorite
he
athletes.
He does like 1,000 push-ups a day.
Herschel Walker does?
I believe it. If you look at his body,
he doesn't. I don't think he lifts weights. I think it's all push-ups, sit-ups, and sprints. It's all he does.
He was one of the first athletes to really get into, because I love him too. I read about him. He used to get into karate and ballet and stuff like that. So he took like the stereotypical what an athlete does, which is go to the gym and freak out, and tweaked it to what can actually help me be more flexible, balance, all of that stuff. So
I actually, he's the reason I'm a Vikings fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was a Cowboys fan because my dad is. Yeah. I was. Whenever that trade was, like 89 or 90.
The 8-for-1 trade or whatever it was.
And I just basically flipped my dad off and went with Herschel to Minnesota when that happened.
Metaphorically
speaking. Your dad's still never forgiven you for that.
No, he still brings it. It was a horrible decision, too. I mean, looking back at it. Think of all the championships I missed out and all the heartbreak that has ensued.
Yeah.
Brutal.
He said he all of a sudden started working out. He got his ass kicked when he's like in 8th grade. And it like flipped a switch with him, and he said, "I never want to get my ass kicked like that again." And he started push-ups, sit-ups, doing sprints, and ever.
We should all do. We should vow to each other to do 1,000 push-ups a day.
Yeah,
not happening.
Okay,
100. I do 100. Sure,
100 a day, and you and I have to keep each other honest.
For how long are we doing this?
Like forever.
So I have to be accountable to you for the rest of my life.
Seriously, you and me, Charter. 100 push-ups a day.
I can do 100.
Yeah, why can't I? Why are you
not at once,
Charter? You don't
well, think... you said no way.
You said 1,000.
Okay,
to start with.
200 push-ups a day.
This kid over here looks softer.
We
than
need
Nerf
to do
ball.
We need gonna, 200 a day.
What just happened? It just doubled.
Well, 100's not that many push-ups.
All right. No, 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups.
So 100 each?
Yeah.
I'm in on this.
200 total. I would do it. I will have to, I'm going to break mine up in increments, though. I'll probably do like 30, 20, 30, 20.
It doesn't matter. You just got to get them in.
Yeah. No, I need to do that stuff anyway, man. I'm down. I'll do it. So what are you gonna do the first time you don't do it? You're gonna send me a text and say
we need to just keep each other honest.
How about this? How about we make a Seinfeld-esque bet on this one? This is like the contest.
The honor system. Yeah.
This is the contest.
Yeah.
Okay. So how about we each throw in? What do you want to throw in? We'll make it small. What about $50?
I'm good with that.
$50.
I'm in.
He owes me.
Honor system. Honor system.
Oh, crap, I do.
Yeah. Honor system starting tomorrow.
Thanks for the reminder.
You got to do 100 sit-ups, 100 push-ups during the course of a day.
Every day.
Every day. And the first day you do not do it.
Until death.
You have to text the other two and say, I'm out.
Yeah, and we always do like the group texting us three anyway, so we keep each other honest.
And the winner gets $100, gets 50 from the other two guys. The first two to forget to do it.
You guys are going down.
It's going to be a forget to do it thing. It won't be like, I can't do it today or it's too hard. Oh, it's going to be like, I forgot.
Steve Prohm threw a press conference and I had to go up to Ames. I wasn't able to get
Rob will cover it.
No, right on the floor of Hilton, you'll just be down doing your push-ups.
Yeah.
You'll be like, I got to do these, man. I got to do these. All right, I'm in. Starting tomorrow.
No, starting today.
Yeah, I'm doing it today.
No, every time today.
Steve Prohm has a press conference.
No, I got show-ins. I got multiple.
All right, we'll start tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow.
That's fair.
I'm going to send you guys a text to remind you because you'll forget by tomorrow. You'll be out already.
This is going to be interesting to see how many I can do in a row without having to.
So here's a question for you, because I do go and work out with the CrossFit dudes in North Ankeny.
Yeah.
So does that count? Is if I do one of those, because that's way harder than 100 push-ups.
Well, you have to do 100 push-ups there. So, I mean, if the day is pull-ups and you don't do any push-ups, sorry, you still got to get your ass down there and do some push-ups.
Okay.
All right.
Fine.
I mean, that's the deal.
I'm fine with that. Just needed to check.
Okay.
I'd love to see you come and do one CrossFit with me.
I haven't done CrossFit in years.
You should come.
I'm perfectly content with that, too.
All right. So, Gray, you got some dorky sports trivia for us to play today? Or?
Is it dorky?
You guys seem excited about this. No, I think it's going to be good because I think you guys can get some of it, even though neither of you know shit about sports.
Good.
I think you're going to be...
Damn it, Gray.
What?
Now I have to go and blank that out.
You just swore, Gray.
I can't say that?
No, we talked about this.
God dang. I was doing so good lately, too.
Why do I get the heat on this thing, man? I'm telling you, I'm the least likely
Grace
to swear.
Grace swears all the time. Then he wants to know why I don't bring him on the radio.
Yeah.
He can't control his potty mouth.
That's exactly right.
He can't control
Williams
himself.
Williams doesn't worry about me. I never swear on the radio.
No.
I've been on twice. I have not sworn either time.
No, I know, and I'm trying to keep you from doing it.
I'd actually like to see him swear on the radio just to see how Downs reacts, how quick he is on the buttons.
When I'm in, does Downs have like the beat button just like right there in his hand at all time?
Probably.
Ready to go.
Downs was invited to come on the podcast today. His wife's due any day now, so we decided we're going to wait till post-baby to bring Andrew on.
That's good. That'd be good.
Yeah.
I like Downs. Even though
I thought you guys didn't
even
like
though
each
you
other.
Don't.
I thought there was a rivalry.
He said on the radio that you guys have a rift.
Well, he talked a little bit of smack, but he's since, you know, squashed it, and I think we're good to go now.
Okay.
Yeah, we're fine.
I hope so.
You guys ready for some trivia?
I guess.
See, I think this can be good because you guys are going to like it. It's not Iowa State related. It's about all different sports, and I think you'll be able to get quite a bit of these. So
okay.
Let's hear if the Fawcast listeners
are we like buzzing in, or are you asking individual questions to
you? You guys can buzz in or just go right away. See who's faster. In 1990, two major league greats made baseball history by becoming the first father-son duo to hit back-to-back home runs.
Ken Griffey Jr. Ken Griffey.
Yes, correct.
Good job.
We're just supposed to
Charter's up 1-0. All right. Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning was recently named Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. It was the first time he took the honor. The winner of the award in 2000 was the first athlete to win it for a second time. Name the athlete.
In 2000?
In 2000.
Sportsman of the Year.
Yes.
Right?
Jeez, I don't...
2000.
Because it's not... There's no way that's Michael Jordan.
It's not a football player.
Lance Armstrong?
Nope.
Not a football player, baseball, basketball, 2000. Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
Tiger Woods.
That's
Charter's up 2-0.
That's where I was going, but you beat me.
Boom.
Good job.
You just want to concede?
Or? You won at 1986 first.
Nice.
Oh, we got a lot of questions.
All right.
We're doing a lot of sports trivia. I know how much you guys enjoy this.
Hey,
I almost feel like we should be going back and forth.
You feel like
just
that?
For the sake of the listener.
All right, go
so
ahead.
We're not just talking over
go
each
ahead,
other.
Go ahead, William.
Chris, we'll get to go first here.
Okay, I'll give you two.
Once you butcher it, then I'll just take it.
Yeah, and then you can chime in.
All right,
yeah, absolutely.
Everyone knows that Hall of Fame great Michael Jordan played his college at North Carolina, but playing for the Tar Heels wasn't his first choice. In fact, he actually rooted for North Carolina State while growing up. But who did Michael originally want to play for?
Duke.
No. Charter.
I thought it was Duke because there's that letter from Coach Krzyzewski.
There was one.
That has gone viral.
See, this is obviously he's on the record with this because it's kind of a vague question. Who did he want to play for? Yes, like he must have come out and said, I wanted to play for this team.
And this team did not offer him.
I'm going to go with, when did he play ball? 81 to 84,
I believe. Ish. Yeah.
Indiana.
UCLA.
Interesting.
Did not offer him.
I've never heard that in my life.
But I just know like all the talk with him and Krzyzewski because there's that letter that surfaced. I think Darren Rovell got his hands on it this year.
Yep, I remember that. All right, so Charter's still up 2-0. All right, here we go. And
my turn.
May 2001, a member of the Cubs was intentionally walked a record 5 times by the Reds in an effort to break the record shared by Roger Maris and Gary Templeton. Name that Cub in 2001.
All right, I was spacing in my own head. So reread the first part.
Okay. In May 2001, a member of the Cubs was intentionally walked a record 5 times by the Reds in an effort to break the record shared by Roger Maris and Gary Templeton.
2001, a Cub? That's got to be Sosa.
That would have been my guess, but it is not Sosa.
Wow. I can't think of another Cub. They want to walk that
Hall of Famer.
A Hall of Famer for the Cubs.
I know. I didn't know there were any either.
2001.
This is not my answer, but Moises Alou came to my mind. But it's not. That's not my answer because he's not a Hall of Famer.
Andre Dawson.
He was still
the Hawk
team
was still there.
I was surprised too.
I didn't know he played into that century.
Wow.
So
I would have never guessed
there
that.
There you go. This is a fun question.
I think that guy was the MVP in '87.
Yeah, he's old.
And he's winning. Wow.
It's okay. Like 80 years old right now.
All right.
It doesn't make any sense to me either, but I'm just reading.
All right, William. This off here. Back to you.
If either of you get this, you will get 2 points.
Ooh.
Because this is a tough one.
Okay.
Although, isn't it William's turn?
It's William's turn, yep. Back in the day, ESPN college analyst Lee Corso actually played college football. It was in the mid-50s. He attended Florida State and roomed with another notable Noles player who would go on to be a ridiculously famous actor. Name that actor.
Famous actor.
I know this one.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. But I'll let Williams give it a shot.
I don't know it. Go ahead.
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds is correct.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
I live and breathe, my friend. I live and breathe. You know?
I just think of Burt Reynolds.
You
got to
do something
Lights.
When you're sitting on the toilet, my friend.
You remember Norm MacDonald would play Burt Reynolds?
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, classic. So that makes me up 4-0, by the way. You said that one was worth 2 points.
Yeah, can I give Kim one just so he can get a point here?
A pity one? Sure.
Yeah, here's a pity one for Williams. He should be able to get this one. There's only one athlete to hit a major league home run and score an NFL touchdown in the same week.
Bo Jackson?
No. Charter?
Deion?
Yeah.
Yes.
There was only two choices, really.
Yeah. Deion Sanders. I was trying to. I thought you'd be all over that one.
Well, I mean, to me, Bo Jackson would seem more obvious. He was more of a home run hitter.
Yeah. I guess.
To me, that's kind of a trick question, in my opinion. Because if you take Bo out, you know it's Deion. But, like, if you think home run, which one of those guys would you think of? How many home runs did Deion hit in, like, a season? Like, 9, 10?
He wasn't a power hitter.
He rarely hit home runs.
I guess
that was a trick question.
I guess I just knew that one. I thought it was an easy one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right, back to me. I like to
In
get
fact,
right.
To me, the more obvious one is easily Bo Jackson.
No, I agree with your logic. It's sound logic. Okay. You're wrong.
But it's not like a – you acted like that was a layup.
I thought it was a layup. But hearing your logic, I understand why it's not
a
layup.
All right.
Fair enough. Which retired ball player was nicknamed the Iron Bird? I actually did not know this, which is – I don't really understand why
the Iron Bird, the Iron. Correct me if I'm wrong. The Iron Horse, was that Gehrig? Was that Gehrig's nickname? The Iron Horse, the Iron Bird. You know what? I'm going to guess. Here's why I'm going to guess this, and I might be wrong, but I think Gehrig was the Iron Horse. I think that was his nickname. So who beat Gehrig's record was Ripken.
Yep.
And what team did he play for? The Orioles.
Yes.
The Iron Bird. I'm going to say it's Ripken.
You're correct. See, I always thought Ripken was the Iron Man, but I think the Iron Man was actually Gehrig, and so that's why he'd be considered the Iron Bird.
The Iron Horse is somebody. Iron something. I don't know, but I'm putting that with Gehrig.
Here's
process of elimination, my friend.
Another layup for you here, okay?
Oh, don't say that. He's going to feel bad if he misses.
Florida State's Jameis Winston became the youngest player to win the Heisman Trophy.
Crab legs.
The oldest winner also happened to play for Florida State. Who is he?
Chris Winkie.
How old was he when he won?
26.
28, but I'll give you.
There you go. On the board, baby. I love it.
Praise Jesus.
Feel good about yourself over there.
How's it feel?
All right, I'm ready to get another one.
I'm still annoyed about the Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders.
I can see you over there steaming a little
bit. I'm still mad about that. You freaking took me into a back alley just to let me get my ass kicked.
Do we want to go back and edit it like we did when I
no,
said
you can
that?
Say,
you can say ass.
You can say that.
Okay.
Ass isn't an FCC violation.
No, do you want to go back and edit your answers, what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay.
All right. I already have to go back and I'm edit ready. Out your S-bomb.
Oh, man, that probably offended a lot of people with that one.
It doesn't matter. We have to stay within iTunes. Otherwise, we can't. We have to put a parental advisory, and that's not good for business.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, I'm ready to get another one right.
Which boxer was a 42-1 underdog when he KO'd Mike Tyson?
Oh, gee, Buster Douglas.
God.
He's given me some pretty easy ones.
That was there. Easy.
Yeah. Well, even Williams would have known that.
I would have known that.
He probably wouldn't have.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Isn't that the only time Tyson's actually been knocked out?
Yes.
Yeah.
That helps. That helps.
What Lakers coach trademarked the term three-peat but didn't see any profits until the Bulls made the term popular?
Well, Lakers coach trademarked it?
Yep.
That's got to be the only one I'm thinking of. I think you're overthinking this one.
No, I don't think he is. I think you think it's no, right?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to this.
Charter?
But you said it didn't become popular until the Bulls started using it?
Till the Bulls made it popular. He didn't see any profits from it.
So that means it's an older Lakers coach, correct. Obviously.
Yep.
So it's not like
I don't know like freaking 70s and 80s NBA.
Well, I know the only one I can think of that comes to mind, the obvious one, is Pat Riley.
Boom. Charter.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Charter, you're on fire right now.
This is why Williams invited me to be on the trivia team.
Yeah,
with him at Size House of Trivia.
And this is why I don't like doing. Like, I'm not a trivia guy.
What do you want to play? Should we stop?
Well, I honestly
like this.
That's fine. I'll be anxious to see if our listeners like it. It seems kind of boring radio to me, but
okay. Well, how about this? How about next time?
The Iowa State one you put together was really good.
Okay. Well, Bloom actually put together, but thank you.
Okay.
Questions.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's just stop then. What else do you want to talk about?
Give me one more.
Huh?
I want one more.
There's plenty of stuff to talk about.
Let's talk about it then.
Go ahead.
Do you really want to talk about what we were talking about earlier, or do you want to keep doing trivia?
No, I don't
want to
talk about that.
See, no, he just wants to keep doing trivia.
I'll talk about sports, though. Let's talk about the NBA draft. That's tonight.
Yeah.
Psyched are you for
this will be
draft?
Dated. It's Friday after work.
Okay.
You can't talk NBA draft.
Let's see how wrong we were.
Okay.
Here's a question for you. Former NBA star Grant Hill has some serious connections with the Democratic Party. On the night he was drafted, Hill received a congratulatory call from then-President Bill Clinton. But why and how? That's kind of a stupid question.
But why did he get a congratulatory message?
Because he got drafted.
Well, the president doesn't just call guys to get drafted.
Well, if they have connections to the Democratic Party, like Grant Hill does.
How does he have connections?
His
he was brought up in a really rich family, I know.
Yeah, because what did Jalen Rose call him? Uncle.
Obviously
his dad
in politics.
His mom was roommates with Hillary Clinton in college.
Oh.
Hillary Rodham.
That was a stupid question. I apologize.
Yeah, that question is not a good trivia question.
My bad.
You can feel free to give me a good one, and then we can end on that.
Ooh, here's a good one. I actually found this very interesting. The first athlete to fail an Olympic drug test was Swedish pentathlete Hans Gunnar Lowenwall in 1968. Which drug did he test positive for?
Coke.
Williams with Coke. Charter, what's your guess?
I wasn't really guessing that. I was more being a smartass.
Okay.
Well, the obvious one would be steroids, but I'm going to say he tested positive for amphetamines.
Amphetamines?
Yeah.
And you're sticking with Coke?
I'll stay with cocaine.
Yeah. I mean, it
was Coke, huh?
The magic dust.
Booger sugar.
No, it was not cocaine.
Oh, no.
It was not amphetamines. It was beer.
Shut up.
The poor man tasted positive for beer. He admitted to drinking 2 brews to calm his nerves prior to the pistol shoot.
Well, maybe that's why. You can't drink before shooting a gun.
That is a BS rule right there.
I'm sure that rule has changed.
I wonder what he was drinking.
You hear about all the parties in the Olympic Village that happen now. I guarantee you they're drinking a lot of beer.
Just made it over $1,000.
Nice.
It's big time.
Did Gray get on there and donate?
I take it back. I got one more question. This one's for Williams because I think Williams will like this question and I think he'll get it correct.
You need to pull your microphone up. Your headset's like falling back.
I'm sorry.
I keep trying to mess with your deal and I
got a misshaped head.
There you go.
That's my fault. All right.
there are a number of human mascots in college sports, like West Virginia has a Mountaineer, Florida State has Osceola and Renegade.
Oh, the Florida State mascot is unbelievable.
It's great, isn't it?
Oh, when he spikes it into the ground.
Yeah.
Love
when
it.
He's got some fire coming from it, too.
Man, yeah. I love it.
What gets you more pumped, that or smoke on the water?
That.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. How about but the Jock, chief. But if Jock James were going on as he spiked that
in
the ground?
No, the chief, man. And in the background, it's...
You know, I know it's funny. Your dad, Mike, texted me after listening to the podcast.
He told me.
And said, you are the son I've always wanted.
That is...
Congrats. You and my dad share musical taste.
Is your dad coming up
Your dad's
night?
One of the coolest guys I've ever met.
He can't come tomorrow.
What? Your mom's coming, though, right?
No.
Oh, I thought they were.
No, nobody's coming.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Nobody. No. Nobody from the Williams clan.
They coming. Can't. All my in-laws will be there, though.
My wife's going to be there for a while.
We'll see Kevin.
Kevin Trish will be there.
I don't think my wife has met Gray. She says she wants to.
Wow.
She has the glossy by the bed, but she hasn't actually met him yet. Yeah. So.
Wow. You have a glossy of Gray next to your bed?
Yeah, you don't?
It's framed. I lean over and kiss
it. Mine's underneath my pillow.
I heard a rumor that you're signing photos tomorrow at this thing. Is that true?
If asked, I would sign them. I don't think I'll be asked, though.
Would you... Chris, we already know Chris is really awkward when it comes to things like autograph requests.
Or trivia. Yeah.
Or trivia. Or life. Pretty awkward.
Yeah, I'm an awkward jack. I'm a weirdo.
Chris is a reluctant celebrity. Let's put it that way.
He's a new celebrity, though. You know, he's still relatively young.
Would you draw the line at someone comes up, they're a huge fan, they listen to the show every day, love the podcast, you know, read everything you print, and they say, you're my hero, I want to be just like you, Chris, when I grow up, and I want you to autograph whatever, a body part.
My breasts.
Doesn't matter which one.
And then I'm going to go get a tattoo.
Yeah, their breasts, their whatever, doesn't matter, but on their skin, and they tell you that they're going to go get an autograph over that. Would you do it, or would you tell them that that's ridiculous?
I'd tell them that's ridiculous.
What if they persisted and said, no, 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 I really want it. No, I thought about it.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's a stupid, stupid request.
It happens to famous people, for sure.
That's never going to happen.
And what they would then do is they would take your photo from Cyclone Fanatic, and they would get the photo right next to the autograph.
Speaking of tattoos.
You going to get one?
No, I got sucked in on the radio.
Again?
The other day. Yeah, another Baylor. So if I told Downs, if Baylor got to the Elite Eight this year, that I had to get a Nickelback tattoo. But then yesterday, I think
you're safe.
So, Mark, you know we have the basketball hoop in the studio?
In the studio, yeah.
I said, what do I get if I make this with my eyes shut? And Down said, you get out of the Nickelback tattoo. And I closed my eyes and I sunk it.
Well, then you're out. You're good.
Yeah, but I got to get that out there publicly, because now all of our listeners think that I've got to get this Nickelback tattoo should my guy Scott Drew make it all the way to the Elite Eight.
This sounds like a PR stunt.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
Ross and Andrew can vouch for it.
What is a Nickelback tattoo? Is that like a picture of their front man?
I think it could be anything.
Because if it just said Nickelback.
Because the Scott Drew thing, there was a lot of, if I had to have gotten that Scott Drew tattoo, it's the same, like, do you write his name out?
Yeah.
I was just going to get a portrait of him, just because, I mean, my whole deal is if I'm going to do it, I may as well have fun with it.
My question to you is, why do you do this when there's no upside for you?
I don't know. It's just...
It's nothing but downside, and you have to sweat these things out.
I don't know. I'm a grown-ass man. You'd think I would learn.
Why don't like you and Ross or you and Downs make a bet where there's an actual winner and an actual loser, and you can make it for tattoos, but make it so there's something that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, he put me on the spot on the air.
Well, geez, jump off a bridge. I guess.
I think you really just want to have a dude tattooed on your body. I mean, that's really what it comes down
Ross to. Ross had a good idea to get like the American nickel tattooed on my back.
Well, that's clever.
The nickel back. How much would I have to pay you to get the Mark Charter Real Estate logo tattooed on your body somewhere? It could be anywhere. Doesn't matter. Doesn't have to be visible.
I would do that for 10 grand.
10 grand. You'd get the. It's a pretty good looking logo.
For 10 grand, I would do that.
What part of the body? It's got to be visible. Otherwise, you're not getting a return.
It couldn't be like butt crack, because then you could never show anybody. Yeah. It'd have to be something like where someone said, I heard you have a tattoo. You could like lift up, you know, pant leg or something and show them.
I would do it for 10 grand, because that would buy. Or Ashley and I are in the market. We want to buy a camper.
Your wife would hate me.
A camper?
Yeah.
If I told you I was going to do that and let you get a tattoo for 10 grand, she would hate me.
If you buy me a camper.
What do campers cost? I don't even know.
It just depends. You can go as much as you can go as little as like 10 grand, or you can really go nuts.
You know that if my logo is
nice, modest.
If my logo is tattooed on you, I'm absolutely his realtor for life.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about
there's
that.
No question.
What about a Cousin Eddie RV? Now, real nice.
The RVs are expensive. I don't need
not a Cousin Eddie RV.
You want like a pop up trailer?
Well, we thought about it. So this is our point. Like, we're just so, like, the amount of hours we work now are just so busy. We don't get to do a lot. But our theory is we could realistically just plant a camper out at, like, Sailorville over the week. And we could still live our lives. But still, you're kind of getting away, like, on the weekends and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's what we're wanting.
Do you have the hookup over at Plaza RV?
Uh-uh. A
client of mine owns that.
Oh, okay. Could you get me in touch?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm in the market. He sells.
He doesn't sell big RVs. He sells what you're talking about.
So
like
the
pull behinds and stuff like that.
Yeah, we were going to do the pop up. That was what I had envisioned.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I went in one the other day, and it's just like, I know if I get this in 2 years, I'm going to want something bigger. Because I'm not going to want to have to go outside to take a pee in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I'm going to go a little bigger than that. But I don't need anything fancy. Sleeps like six. That's all I'm looking for.
My chances to hook you up with something over there gets better with a free plug, I'm sure. So Scott Edwards, Plaza RV, over in Bondurant. Go visit him. He'll hook you up.
Oh, yeah. It's in Bondurant.
It's in Bondurant.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, oh, man. This is great.
They're the people that hook up RV TV. Generally speaking, every year.
Okay. Hey, I think Cyclone Fanatic might be a part of that this year.
Really?
I think Hawkeye Nation is. You guys better step up.
We have a meeting with them next week.
You guys better step up.
Well, it's on both sides.
Yeah. So.
Because it's genuinely hard to do these things if you don't have the other side.
So
we're having a meeting with them on Wednesday.
On Facebook, I believe, because my buddy Gabe Glenn is associated with Hawkeye Nation.
That's what I'm having lunch with.
And they have... I think their RV done. Like, they posted something.
Their RV is stupid. I don't know where they get their money, but my God.
Looked pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, I know you know some people with deep pockets. You could make it happen if you want.
I don't know if we could do what they did.
We got an RV.
Not like that.
There's a big old bus not too far from where we record
this.
Do we have
a huge Cyclone Fanatic logo on the side of it?
Oh, you could.
We could make that happen easy. That's the easy part.
Construction paper and some duct tape, and you're set, dude. You don't need much.
I'll take that.
Some crayons, red and yellow crayons.
All right, we're at 50 minutes. We good?
Well,
you make it sound like we have such a game plan.
This last question, I never finished it. Jeez. I never finished the question.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, there's only one human mascot in all four major professional North America sports. Name the mascot. You should know this.
Okay, one. What's the question?
Only one human mascot for professional sports.
The Minnesota Vikings.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah.
Do you know his name?
No, I don't know what his name is.
Ragnar.
Oh, very Norwegian.
Yeah. I once threw a peanut off his head. When I was younger. He was not amused when the peanut hit the back of his head.
As a Bears
what
fan.
What did he do?
He turned around and was like, "Who the hell threw that peanut at me?"
He turned around and went, "Roar!"
And I wet myself because he was a massive, big dude.
I will tell you for sure that, especially as a Bears fan, there is no more annoying sound in the NFL than Yeah, that's really, really bad.
I like it. You like it, Chris?
I love it.
Well, of course, you're a Vikings fan. Absolutely horrible. So come out tomorrow night or tonight if you're listening to this. We have people that listen on Thursday and Friday. So wherever
I'm excited for
listen.
These t-shirts.
6 o'clock, bench warmers. Six to win the Rooster Crows, I guess.
It's right off North Ankeny Boulevard. They seem pretty excited to play, excited to have them there.
Come on out. We'd love to meet you if you listen. And Williams is happy to sign body parts for autographs.
Only breasts.
Once again, I think we need to touch base on what you're going to be giving away, too, if somebody comes up to you.
Yeah. So if somebody comes up to me at this event and says, hey, I need to sell a house, or I got a buddy that needs to sell a house or buy a house, either one, I will donate 100% of that commission from that sale back to Ponseti International. So... yeah, if you know somebody or yourself, come on up and talk to me, and I'm happy to do that. But it'll be fun. Come on out and drink and eat and say hi to us, and hopefully you like the t-shirts, and you might want to buy one.
Are we going to be in the back area?
No, because we're going to have the band where they always are.
Yeah,
we're taking over.
We're taking over.
Let's fill it up, Fanatics.
Let's go. All right. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Adam.
You
Good
bet.
Job, as always. We'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Dun, 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 dun.